when you went back to Washington, D.C., that was a big deal.
Yeah, that was. None of us were really expecting the gold medal. We didn't really ask for it, but I guess somebody thought that they better do something before we all died. So they scurried around and got that done. They did the same thing for the Tuskegee Airmen and Navajo Code Talkers. So we're in good company. They took wonderful care of us. We didn't lack for anything. They had more people in that Emancipation Hall, I think, was where they had it. They've never had a crowd like that before, ever, they said. And they had so many people there, they had to cancel the luncheon that they had set up for us because they couldn't handle them. But that was something. That was something.
How many of the WASPs actually showed up for that?
Just under 300. That's all that's left. And we've lost a few since then.
You said that when you left there, when you were outside, people were really aware.
Oh, yes. When we came out onto the street, people, of course, saw the uniform, knew why we were there. And a lot of them stopped us and talked to us. And, you know, when we were flying back, the pilot and the stewardesses, they made a big deal out of it.
So after all this time, I mean, how did you react to that?
Well, I kept thinking to myself, you know, we're not heroes. There's plenty of people out there that are heroes. We appreciated what everybody did, but we never felt like we really earned it that way. And as a matter of fact, the gold medal was not an individual award. That was awarded to the group. And the ones that should have got the gold medal, the one that's in the Smithsonian now, probably should have been Cochran or Hap Arnold or whoever's responsible for putting that show on the road. But just to be a part of it was great.
But you were there doing the work.
If you could call it work. We were enjoying it, the flying. That was wonderful. Our work was seeing to it that we carried it off and proved that it could be done for the girls coming along today. We've had a lot of them come up and express that to us. They felt that we kind of paved the way for them.
That must have been a little bit out of the normal view that people had of what women did or didn't do at the time.
It was back then, because there weren't that many girls flying. Although I don't know why they would think it's a gender thing. It isn't any more than skating or dancing. It isn't. Flying is flying. But there weren't many of the girls doing that back then. So for me, that was kind of a big step to take. I'd never been away from home before that and never done anything out of the ordinary, even to wearing slacks. You know, that was something new for me.
I would have thought you were kind of a tomboy.
Well, I was kind of. I had to go on bike rides, and I liked to play baseball and things like that. Didn't care too much about playing with dolls. But at the same time, I was pretty laid back. I was not a daredevil. Never was. But I felt that if there was something I wanted to do, I could go ahead and do it. I learned how to play the steel drums in 87. Just a whim. Somebody said, what are you going to do with that? It's not going to be a career. And I said, I don't care. I like the sound of it. You know, it doesn't stop me from trying something. Of course, bungee jumping, that's out. I'm trying to like that.